This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence is campaigning in Manchester, New Hampshire today. He talked about law enforcement, foreign policy, and the economy.
There's a lot of Americans, a lot of hardworking Hoosiers, a lot of hardworking people in New Hampshire who know we can do better. The truth is, we know this is nowhere near the best we can do. It's just the best they can do.
Well, a CBS News YouGov poll last week put the Trump-Pence ticket 9 points behind Democrats Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. And many in New Hampshire are looking even further down the ticket to see what effect this presidential race might be having on a very tight New Hampshire Senate race between Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte, the incumbent, and Democratic governor and challenger Maggie Hassan. Well, joining us now is Trent Spinner. He's executive editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader, and he's on the line with us from New Hampshire. Trent, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So Governor Pence is in New Hampshire today. Clearly, the Trump campaign views New Hampshire as an important battleground state. Of course, Donald Trump won the New Hampshire primary. How are things looking for the Trump-Pence ticket in the Granite State?
Well, New Hampshire is always difficult to tell. You'll see polls, especially from national outlets, that are trying to call the race in New Hampshire. What we've learned here is that you really never know until Election Day. Obviously, the Trump-Pence ticket, they're down in New Hampshire, but there's still a long way to go here. And don't forget, looking back before the primary, Hillary Clinton was winning for a long time before Bernie Sanders. So we don't take much stock in the polls, and you know, out on the street, there's a lot of people talking about this race. That's for sure.
Okay, so Granite State voters may be famous for holding their cards close to their chest until Election Day, but let's talk about what's actually happening on the ground there in New Hampshire. There has been a lot of reporting about the lack of field offices for the Trump campaign and infrastructure in key swing states. Is that true in New Hampshire?
That's right in New Hampshire. I mean, I just Google Manchester, New Hampshire Trump office, and it's very difficult to find just simple things like where can I come pick up a lawn sign for the Trump campaign versus the Clinton campaign, which has they've coordinated office with the Democratic Party. There are more than a dozen offices open in the state right now. So the Clinton campaign definitely has an advantage in terms of the ground game, in terms of people being able to directly connect with the campaign by walking into an office or volunteering. But here's the really important thing to consider is that Trump showed us in the primary that you don't really need that. He was able to reach right over the heads of the media, reach directly past all that kind of nitty-gritty logistical stuff, and directly connect with voters either through his Twitter account or television time. So, yes, does the Clinton campaign have an advantage in terms of the ground game? Absolutely. But I think you can't discredit Trump's ability to reach a lot of people very quickly.
I see. Now, I take your point about maybe having taking a grain of salt with polling in New Hampshire, but that CBS News YouGov poll that we talked about, that I mentioned at the top of the conversation, had a really interesting sort of crosstab here. It found that close to 90% of respondents to the poll already felt strongly or very strongly about their choice for president. So the people who are behind Clinton are behind her through and through. The people who are behind Trump or behind him through and through. Does that mean that, I mean, but what does that mean about those folks who are undecided? I mean, what does that mean for Trump's, possibilities in the Granite State?
Well, I think that's interesting. I think 90% may even be a low number because I was at a Rotary breakfast this morning, and the very first thing I said while I still had everyone's attention, I said, can you just raise your hand if you are truly an undecided voter between Trump and Clinton? And I would say about 5% of the audience was actually undecided. So what does that mean? It means for both of these campaigns that they're going to have to target those voters, and it's a very small number of people. They're going to have to target those voters. They're going to have to find them and then try to convince them. That's a difficult thing to do in New Hampshire, where people, as you mentioned, like to hold their cards close to the vest. They don't really like to talk publicly too much about who they're voting for. So I think that whoever has the advantage in terms of technology to find those voters, to convince those voters, and then to turn out that 90 or 95% who have already made up their minds,
yeah.
I think you'll see that those are the people that whichever campaign is able to do that, they're the ones who are going to take this home.
Yeah. Well, we've got to talk about what effect this is all having on in a way, the more fascinating Senate race in New Hampshire between Kelly Ayotte and Maggie Hassan. Again, I'm looking at polls because that's the data that I've got at my fingertips here. We've got that CBS News YouGov poll, the most recent one from last week, has it at Maggie Hassan up by 1 point. So it's so very, very tight. Would we have expected the race to be as tight if the presidential race weren't what it is?
I think so. This is a blockbuster race. This is a Senate seat that we all knew would be up for grabs. We knew that there'd be a lot of outside money coming into this race. We're talking about probably $100 million Senate race. We have a very popular former attorney general who went on to the Senate. We have a very popular governor. This is really a match for the ages. I think the polls can't call this one because it really is so close. And I think for both of these women, it's going to be interesting to see just how much of an impact the national races will have. When I'm out talking to people, I hear a lot of folks who are saying, I've been a lifelong Republican, but I cannot vote for Donald Trump. So they're going to vote for either no one in the presidential race and Kelly Ayotte. And then I also hear from Democrats who say, I was a huge Bernie Sanders supporter, and they don't really want to vote for Clinton. So, in New Hampshire, it's really hard to nail down the electorate. And
right.
So the amount of impact the presidential race will have on the Senate race is really a question mark.
If I just can jump in here, Trent, for a second, because this is absolutely a question mark that has been making itself known in terms of how the media is engaging with Senator Ayotte. I mean, she was asked just earlier this week if, she would endorse Donald Trump. And CNN's Manu Raju asked her that. And here's how Senator Ayotte responded.
I've actually said that I'm going to be voting for him. But I do have significant disagreements with him, which I've been very clear on. So I won't be endorsing him.
But what's the distinction between endorsing and voting?
There's actually a big distinction because everyone gets a vote. And, but an endorsement is one where I'm out campaigning with someone. And so while he has my vote, he doesn't have my endorsement.
Well, so this is a delicate dance that a lot of Republican senators further down the ticket are having to do this time around. I mean, I guess my last question to you, Trent, is how much does that sort of navigation that we heard Kelly Ayotte try to pull off, how much is that going to matter to New Hampshire voters?
I think it's going to matter a lot. Don't forget, we were the outlet who first reported her now famous quote, I'm going to support him but not endorse him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the dictionary definition of the word endorse is an act of giving one's public approval or support. So, look, Donald Trump won with more than 100,000 votes in New Hampshire. Kelly Ayotte needs a very large chunk of those to win the Senate race. She's in a primary where Jim Rubens, who's running against her, is a big Trump supporter, even though he said a year ago he wouldn't support Trump. But that's another story. So she's really kind of fighting from both sides here. So she needs those Trump voters at least to get her through the primary, but she also doesn't want to be too close to Trump because she needs some of those more moderates who might vote for Hassan to vote for her. So
right.
It's a tricky road for her.
Very, very tricky. Well, Trent Spinner is executive editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader, giving us an on-the-ground look at both the Senate and presidential races in the Granite State. It was great to have you, Trent. Thanks so very much.
Thanks for having me.